Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
Happy Columbus Day. Yes, Columbus Day. What a great day to celebrate adventurous explorers around the world, early entrepreneurs, and people who brought civilization around the world. What a great day it is, Columbus Day. Fantastic. All my Italian brothers and sisters out there. I mean, my last name is Bongino. Although my Italian friends tell me it should actually be pronounced Bongino, like bonjour, like buongiorno in Italian. But I don't really speak Italian. And we've been pronouncing it Bongino forever. So Bon, it's going to be. It's not Indigenous Peoples Day. It's Columbus Day. It's a proud day. All you adventurers out there, hat tip to you. You know, it's things like the fake holiday of Indigenous Peoples Day that makes a lot of sane people really upset, you know? And I think that's why the really, really, really bad Kamala Harris campaign, which has sucked mega, is only getting worse. And this weekend was the debacle of all debacles. When you're being attacked simultaneously by Saturday Night Live, Time Magazine, and then your tampon-loving vice presidential nominee goes on a fake photo op pheasant hunt and can't even load his own shotgun, it's a bad day. It's a bad day. Justin, can you help Tampon Tim next time load his shotgun? Can you help him out? Justin, no, Justin's a young man. The Tampon Tim's got about 85 years on Justin. He'll figure it out. Big show today. A lot going on. I'll give you a quick weekend update, too. What the hell? You all know I can't sleep without my Beam Dream Powder. They have an exclusive discount for my listeners up to 45% off. Visit shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino. As I said, big show. Just when you thought this atrocious campaign couldn't get any worse, believe it or not, it does. Hey, when you use the bathroom, you close the door behind you, right? You don't want some random passerby checking you out. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. Do you know your internet service provider knows every single website you visit? And what's worse is they can sell this information to ad companies and tech giants who will use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet so your online activity can't be seen by anyone. I use ExpressVPN on all my devices, and using ExpressVPN is as easy as closing the bathroom door. Just fire up the app, click one button, and you are protected. ExpressVPN is the world's number one rated VPN by Mashable, The Verge, and countless others. I use it because nobody's business what you're doing online. So secure your privacy today. Go to expressvpn.com/Bongino. Use my exclusive link, EXPRESS, expressvpn.com/Bongino. Get an extra 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Bongino. Make sure to check it out. Thanks, ExpressVPN. All right, fellas, on this Columbus Day, the Columbus Day bell. First, ladies and gentlemen, if there was ever a time, do we still have the flag here? I don't even know what it's called. Oh, yes, we do. Look at that. Penalty on the field. 15 yards, unauthorized disclosure of information and drawing a conclusion from it in severe violation of the Bongino rule. That's actually 25 yards. We're adding on 10. Please do not jump ahead of this Just the News story. It's been all over the place, not just the news, but I like Just the News as an outlet. There was a man, apparently, with a firearm who showed up at a Trump Coachella rally in California. And immediately the stories went out in severe violation of the Bongino rule that this may have been a third assassination attempt. Folks, I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound like a dick. It's just the truth. Nobody's got better sources on stuff than me. I'm telling you all from trusted insiders who have torn, not even blown the whistle, have torn the facade off all the Secret Service failures. Please stand easy on this. From number one, this is like defamation lawsuit central for people going after this guy claiming he was there to assassinate the president. If you don't know that, you better be damn careful about throwing that out there. I would be extremely cautious about this story. From what I'm hearing, it appears, and everyone gets the benefit of the doubt in our court system. Of course, he's going to have his day. what we would call in my time a situation where we would call them buffs. You know what a buff is? Anyone in law enforcement in the chat, you have any idea what a buff is? A buff is like one of these guys who they buff out. They have all the equipment in the car. It's not a knock. It's just you see it a lot, and you need like kind of a term so that you don't blow up your spot. People will show up at the Trump rallies, and everything's kitted out, and they've got everything in the car, and they don't realize they're not supposed to, you know, be there in that secure area with that type of stuff. I would be really cautious. I'm not going to say any more about it. I'm just telling you, we thwarted a third assassination attempt story. Penalty on the field. It's a severe Bongino rule hold. Okay? I know you all were looking forward to my commentary. My sources are telling me that is, in fact, not the case. All right? Good. Can we move on? I just, you know, I feel an obligation to get that out there. If new information surfaces and we find out the opposite, I promise you'll be the first to know. We haven't steered you wrong on any Secret Service story. Just when you thought this absolute shit show of a campaign couldn't get any worse, the Kamala collapse right now is hilarious. What did your boy tell you? What has two thumbs and called this shit? This guy, what did I say? Gee, did I not say a long time ago this was AstroTurf? Yes, it is. This guy, you ever see iRobot? That's like Gee. Yes, it is. This is why I love when Gee tells you something, man. He means it. I said forever, this thing is all BS, folks. The Kamala Harris campaign was never Kamala Mentum. There was never any substance behind it. The polls were all AstroTurfed. Your boy told you. I had it based on evidence. She has never caught fire anywhere outside of lunatic left-wing areas of California where they cleared the field for her. She got crushed in the presidential campaign. The campaign was obviously one big giant fraud and kick in the balls. The whole thing. Now here's what's happening. You ready for the bluff, the bottom line up front? Folks, I don't want to hear red wave talk. Again, get out and execute. There could be an enormous amount of cheating. There are a lot of illegals. Do not get cocky. I'm just telling you to give you an objective, realistic view here so I don't bullshit you on the other side either. Kamala Harris's chances of winning this are getting smaller at this point by the minute. She has absolutely nothing going for her. There is a major schism between the White House, the Biden White House, and the Kamala campaign. Dr. Jill, world's prominent orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Jill Biden, right? She hates Kamala. Kamala's team is a mess. They told her to go out and do interviews. They blew up in her face. Tampon Tim can't even load a shotgun. The worst VP pick we've seen in forever. It is a mess right now. It's getting so bad that media outlets right now are starting to report in advance that, hey, we may have really missed the ball here. And the Biden team, I'm hearing, is starting to leak out. Hey, I told you we were the ones who beat Trump before. We could have beat him again. And you picked this idiot. When this kind of stuff is appearing in The Hill, not known for their right-leaning, conservative-leaning commentary, folks, you know there's big trouble. The four reasons Kamala Harris is losing. Folks, this article is just from 2 days ago. The first problem they note is Kamala. She's simply not a very good candidate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is in The Hill. She lacks confidence and is seemingly terrified to take any unrehearsed or unvetted policy questions. The liability is not a surprise to those who follow politics, but this is a new concern for a number of voters. Guys, I told you, man, the woman is a genuinely awful candidate. I'm going to say something now, and you may laugh. If you want to laugh, put a laughing emoji in the chat. I'll know it's okay. I'm giving you permission to laugh at me if you think I'm crazy. Laughter emoji if you think I'm nuts, okay? I'm going to put that. I'm watching right now. This is all live, obviously. I think Donald Trump's going to win. Don't get cocky, but I do. If you put a gun to my head and ask me right now who's going to win, I'm going to tell you Donald Trump. Depends on the cheating, the illegals, and other stuff. However, I can never prove a counterfactual, but I actually think Joe Biden had a better shot. I'm going to tell you why. Kamala Harris's, what their line was, oh, she's going to attract more minority voters, and she's going to attract a certain wing of the Democrat Party that was not excited about Joe Biden. Here's the problem. She's probably attracting fewer minority voters. The working class doesn't relate to her at all. Joe Biden had at least a small sliver of the working class with his Scranton kid bullshit. It was all bullshit, but she has none of that. And I'll add one more again. The excitement thing, there are fewer people excited about Kamala Harris than were about Joe Biden. Yes, thank you. Look, I'm reading who says it. Who says that? Harley Glam Girl. Yes, thank you, Harley Glam Girl. I'm telling you right now, I can't prove a counterfactual. Joe's not running anymore. I can tell you, though, just an opinion, I think Joe Biden would have performed better than Kamala Harris. It's really that bad at this point. She is? Yeah. Guy wants to give a shout out, which is unusual because he's like a robot. Harley Glam Girl, shout out to you. There you go. We don't do shout outs often, but if Guy says so, I got to take his advice. Guy's been around forever. Here's a video for you. Tampon Tim in what is the Michael Dukakis tank. Remember the Michael Dukakis tank moment where he put the tank helmet on? Remember the John Kerry bubble outfit? Remember the Teletubbies outfit he put on? This is Tampon Tim's moment. Tampon Tim is trying to be a man's man with the jazz hands and stuff. The thing about being a man's man is you can't try to be one. Do you guys agree? You either kind of are or you aren't. Am I crazy? Like, you can't really fake the funk on that one. Here he is trying to load his shotgun. Can't really do it out there on a hunt there. Look at him hunting it, looking like Elmer Fudd again. How do I load this? Oh, my gosh. What do I do? Well, Tim, there's a couple ways. If it's a semi-auto or if it's a double barrel, that appears to be an A400 Beretta. So you can load from this side port. There's a bottom port. It's pretty simple. You just basically, you just insert the thing with your thumb or you can pop it over. You can go, sometimes in the Secret Service, I go underhand. But you can, there's a bunch of, there he is. There's Elmer. I think I see a wabbit. Look at this clown. Can't even, so I'm offering, Justin, you cool with this? Me offering you up? I am offering Justin B, Tampon Tim, this is a sincere offer. Justin B will fly out. We will pay. He will fly out as long as we can video it. And this is a real offer. Everyone in the chat, make sure you go to Tampon Tim's Twitter and tell him Justin B from the Dan Bongino Show will show him how to load his firearm. He says he's had it forever. Strange he doesn't know how to insert a shell. And I guarantee you it wasn't even a right shell. He was probably pheasant hunting with like rifled slug and double hot buck or something. This guy has got to be. Folks, am I crazy? Chat, am I crazy? Is this guy not the worst VP pick we've ever seen? This guy is the worst. He can't do anything right. This guy, between the stolen valor, tampons in the boys' room, stories about IVF, appears he made up, his ridiculous positions in Minnesota, defund the police, the fake manliness crap, the jazz hands. The dude is a weirdo. Now, listen, don't underestimate this stuff. I know you guys don't take your voting advice from Saturday Night Live because you're smart. What do you give a shit about what Saturday Night Live, a comedy show that was big back in the 80s? You don't care what they have. They're all liberals anyway. Folks, how bad does it have to be? I'm going to play about a minute 20 of this because this is really important. It's important you understand this. There are a lot of voters out there, not you, and I'm not trying to insult anyone, I'm just telling you the truth. Even though, what the Democrats do, they work. They've got a lot going on. I'm not sitting there studying the issues like you and I are. We're embeds, man. We are like knee deep and we're waist deep in politics, okay? You guys know your stuff. A lot of people out there don't have time. For the people that tune in to Saturday Night Live, and it's a smaller, much smaller audience than it used to be, I got to tell you, man, this is a really devastating thing for them to put on 2 weeks out from an election. Everybody knows this thing is falling apart. And now they're figuring, what the hell? It's open season. We may as well make some money and get a laugh out of it. Check this out.
All right. Oh, man, that felt good. And Donald doesn't think I'm black. Okay, listen up, everyone. We couldn't have gotten here without one man, and his name is Joe Biden. Get on out here, Joe Biden.
Folks, that's right. A lot of people forget I'm president, including me. But guess what? And by the way, I I think I did a pretty good job. I passed more bills than any president in history. But folks, we still got work to do, no joke. I'm being serious right now. Come on. And guess what? And by the way, the fact of the matter is,
the rich don't pay their fair share.
They gotta pay their fair share. We gotta build back better. The build back the better part the better. Build back the better. Can't believe it's not butter.
Thank you, Tobias. Thank you so much.
Folks, listen, I'm not even playing. One, it is a little funny, even though Saturday Night Live hasn't been funny in years. It is kind of funny, Joe Biden. Joe Biden. But she does, and is that my, I don't know, I'm not really hip on this stuff. Chat, correct me if I'm wrong, is that Maya Rudolph and Dana Carvey? And it's really embarrassing. My crew is so young. This makes me feel like an old man. I just said, hey, guys, is that Dana Carvey? And every one of them went, who's Dana Carvey? I said, you know, he was like big in the 80s and 90s. They said, we weren't even alive in the 80s. And I said, oh, well, okay, well, that kind of explains it. Is that, it is. Thank you. Thank you. I got that right. Okay. Joe Biden. Folks, that stuff hurts, man. It hurts. And if any of you doubt me, take your Republican hat off for a moment and put on your fake Democrat hat and pretend to be, you know, a moron for a minute, okay? The Sarah Palin, I can see Alaska from my house skit with Tina Fey. Listen, man, that hurt. Palin, everybody knew what Palin was saying. Everybody knew exactly what she was saying. But it made her appear to be an idiot. And you know what? She had a really hard time shaking that. This stuff stings, man. And an election that could be decided, depending on the amount of cheating, by thousands of votes in a few swing states, you have no idea how many people on the fence saw that. And they're like, you know what? Kamala is fake. And then the Biden stuff is just, who cares about Biden? Biden's irrelevant at this point. He's only relevant because he's hurting Kamala Harris. But that stuff stings. Now, the bad weekend gets even worse. NBC poll numbers come out. A poll that has been unbelievably generous, AstroTurf for Kamala Harris, is now showing nationally, basically Trump and Kamala even. Now, I want you to keep two things in mind about the bad weekend. Remember, we're talking about the bad weekend here. The Hill article, Tampon Tim can't load his shotgun, SNL blows up and makes a comedy act out of these two idiots. I'll get to Doug Emhoff, the second gentleman, in a minute. But remember, if the polls are running even, you've got two things running heavily in our favor. Number one, Donald Trump in both elections, 2016 and 2020, has run both 9 and 5 points ahead of the polls, respectively. So if they're even, and he runs even half of that, 2.5 points ahead, then obviously we win. Why do we win? Because California and New York run up the score. Kamala Harris has to win the national vote, folks, by upwards of 2.5 to 3 points, even to have a chance. If Donald Trump is up by 2 points or even in an even fair election, it's over. It's over. And then this happened this weekend. The second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, again, showing you how phony media people are. I want you a little homework for you guys and ladies out there. I know people hate homework, but this is an easy one. Show them this clip of Kamala Harris's husband, the second gentleman. I wonder if he's a prominent neurosurgeon like Dr. Jill, right? He was accused of attacking a woman. Now, listen, again, I don't like Doug Emhoff. I didn't like Andrew Cuomo. But unlike these people, I'm not a freaking communist asshole. These people are entitled to their day in court. Did he hit this woman? I don't know. He may have. He may not have. People accuse people of stuff all the time. And I'm not virtue signaling anyone. I'm just telling you, I actually believe in due process. Unlike liberal assholes who think Donald Trump is guilty of every stupid accusation by every lunatic put out there. However, it's the liberals, correct, who told us, believe every woman, right? They told us that. Everyone in the chat, you remember? Yes, you do. Believe all women. Well, how come Joe Scarborough here doesn't believe all women and barely even asked the question and frames it in a way like Doug Emhoff somehow's the victim? Check this out.
He's spreading it about you, saying that tabloid stories about your personal life, saying it should be front and center. He's saying it about your wife and making incredibly crude and lewd suggestions about her past life. I'm just curious. I know I seem like a very zen, mindful person, but I think I'd be pissed off. And I'm just wondering, how do you all stay centered? How do you stay disciplined and not really go off and not really push back hard at these things?
We don't have time to be pissed off. We don't have time to focus on it. It's all a distraction.
You believe this bullshit question? The same lefty losers, like that piece of garbage on MSNBC, who I ran into in an airport one day and couldn't have been a bigger wuss bag, another loser. I used to run into a lot of these morons in the PBI, Palm Beach Airport. I ran into that loser, too. They're real tough guys when you see them on TV. And you see them in person, and they duck their heads. They don't even stare you in the ass because they're wusses. You hear Scarborough? Scarborough said, oh, my gosh, these salacious allegations. Yes, it's incredible. When salacious, ridiculous, I mean, hysterically stupid allegations are leveled against Donald Trump. There's a pee-pee tape. These guys run with it and treat it like it's fact. Believe all women. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. We'll take a quick break here. However much you revile and cannot stand the left-wing commie media, I promise you it is not enough. Take small solace in the fact that nobody takes these idiots seriously anymore. And if Donald Trump wins, it'll be the greatest rebuke of mainstream media clown class losers that you've ever seen in your life. I got more coming up next, including the 61-minute scandal continues as they, another media, a bunch of goofballs, hide the football. And then Kamala now fighting with Time Magazine too. Folks, we got 2 weeks left. We're not going to be covering a lot of bullshit in the next 2 weeks. I'm just going to warn you right now. I'm not going to be wasting a lot of time. We're going to focus on this election, and we're going to focus on making sure America knows who this terrible candidate is, Kamala Harris. Hey, with five generations of family-owned experience, Omaha Steaks consistently delivers unrivaled quality and taste. Hand-selected by master butchers from the finest grain-finished beef, extra-aged, flash-frozen at peak flavor, and delivered right to you. And now during the semi-annual sale, you can taste the difference and get 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. Minimum purchase may apply. omahasteaks.com for details. Our listeners get an extra $30 off with code Bongino. It's a big discount. Paul and I stocked up. There'll be a lot of late-night meals coming home hungry after crazy travel schedules, excuse me. And I hope to know that Omaha will get us through it. Omaha Steaks gives you legendary steaks delivered right to your door. I like the little crust at the top. I like the Pittsburgh. Grass-fed, grain-finished beef, hand-selected for superior marbling and taste. Perfectly aged to maximize tenderness. Hand-cut by master butchers in America's heartland. They are absolutely delicious. It's the world's best steak experience. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during the semi-annual sale. Stock up today. You're going to love it. For an extra $30 off, again, use code Bongino. Minimum purchase may apply. Visit omahasteaks.com for details. That's 50% off, 50 at Omaha Steaks, O-M-A-H-A, omahasteaks.com, and an extra $30 off with code Bongino. Thanks, Omaha Steaks. Folks, the media, however much you revile these idiots, it's not enough. Catherine Herridge, who is an amazing reporter and a really wonderful woman, is demanding 61 Minutes release their transcript of the Kamala Harris scandal. The Kamala Harris interview, which they clearly edited. You've got so many media scandals going on right now. Candidly, folks, it's hard to keep track. She says, unless I'm missing something, 61 Minutes released the full transcript of the Jerome Powell interview in February 2024. She even has transcripts. Here we go. So they've done this before. There's precedent. So you edited an answer for Kamala Harris to protect her, you media hacks at CBS, you fake news goons, and you still won't release the transcript? Ladies and gentlemen, how bad is it? How bad is this answer that they're still hiding the football 61? Why not 60 minutes? Because they added one for Kamala Harris. No one should refer to them as 60 minutes anymore. They're 61 minutes. They add an extra minute for Democrats to cover up Democrat shit show answers. Folks, this is really bad. This is getting so bad that even Time Magazine, Time, which is the biggest left-wing goon outlet out there, they're even acknowledging Kamala Harris is even ducking them now. Quote, Kamala Harris declined repeated requests for an interview for this story. In contrast, Trump talked about his policy vision with a Time reporter for 90 minutes across two interviews. Biden spoke to Time at a similar length before dropping out of the race. The woman is running scared, folks. Everybody is trying to get out ahead of this. Let me put you in a little scenario here so you understand what's going on. Sometimes it's hard to understand liberal left-wing lunacy. You can't understand that unless I change the names and put it in a Republican box, because you're not crazy like the left. I want you to compare this to 2016. 2016, towards the end, a lot of Republicans were convinced Trump was going to lose. Not me. You can go back and listen to my podcast. The receipts are everywhere. Listen to my podcast on Monday night before the election. It's probably out there on SoundCloud. I predicted this guy was going to win, so I'm not throwing myself under the bus because I have the evidence otherwise. However, a good swath of the Republican Party was convinced he was going to lose. For about 3 weeks before the 2016 election, there were pre-narratives going out there. People putting out there like distancing themselves from Trump. I'm not a part of this kind of stuff. Because after the election, they don't want to be blamed for being part of the collapse. Do you get it? That's what's happening now. That's why you're seeing now the left-wing media, Saturday Night Live, you know, CBS and others. That's why you're seeing them desperately trying to cover up their role in all this, because they know this is a total mess. It's so bad that I need you to start to prepare for two things. You ready? Commit this to memory, because this is going to happen. Folks, if we win on election night, I'm going to tell you right now, flag it, flags in the chat, please, and I really hope I'm wrong. I hope this is one of those flag it moments where you laugh at me afterwards. If we win on election night, November to January, when Donald Trump swears in, it's going to be absolute chaos. There is absolutely no way, although I use the term absolutely twice, and I don't like that, no way the Democrats let Trump take office without trying everything in and outside of their power. I'm talking violence. I'm talking chaos. I'm talking certification issues to stop it. There is nothing out of bounds for them. Dan, those are big claims. They require big evidence. I got you, as I always do. Axios, October 10th. Some top Democrats won't commit to certifying a Trump win. I don't say shit without receipts. Why are we like the supermarket, folks? Because we always give you a receipt every time. Every time. You think the crazies reached peak crazy? Oh, we're not even close. Here is John Brennan, a humiliating, disgusting, communist, grotesque, tyrant fascist who should be in jail, who was our former CIA director. He's an absolute scumbag. I met this guy. He's an egomaniac and a complete piece of human garbage. A guy knee-deep in the disastrous Russia hoax, which probably could have caused a world war. He was knee-deep in the whole thing. Here's this piece of filth. He's back again, pumping the Russia hoax again, showing you again this man has no human dignity at all. He doesn't care people know he's lying. They will do anything to stop it. And I'm telling you now, the reason I'm putting this here is if we win in November to January, get ready for deep state involvement, claiming Trump stole it again with the Russians. No, Dan, they won't do that again. Oh, they will. And they're already preparing for it. And I'm telling you, I wouldn't be surprised if they even opened up a full-blown investigation, try to arrest them before January. And you shouldn't either. You doubt me? Receipts incoming. Watch this.
Well, it's unsurprising, and we also know how much Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have been best buds for a number of years. And so the fact that a president of the United States can do these things, I think, should really give us concern about, you know, Donald Trump getting back into the White House, because he can do these things irrespective of the logic, common sense, or what's in U.S. national security interests. Who knows what he did in terms of his conversations that Bob Woodward says that he had with Vladimir Putin?
Folks, and here's the problem with the crazy outside of the freaking crazy, outside of the fact that John Brennan is unbelievably, after being busted, this scum, after being busted, fabricating an entire Russia hoax that could have caused a world war, ruined international relations, he has no problem doing it again. The problem is other countries are seeing this. Do you get where I'm going to go with this? Other countries understand that John Brennan will destroy the United States, him, Comey, and others, before Donald Trump is ever allowed to swear in, because they know the deep state madness is over. Other countries see this, and I am deathly afraid that they are preparing something too for November to January to take advantage of the chaos. Biden will be the lamest of lame ducks. Kamala Harris's political career will be destroyed. She'll be forced to certify a Trump win. The Democrats will be basically powerless, but the Republicans won't have power yet. Congress doesn't swear in right away, and the president doesn't swear in until January. And the signs are everywhere that enemies of the United States are planning something. You just have to see them. I'm going to show you this Wall Street Journal article yesterday. It should have got a lot of attention. Surprisingly, it didn't. But I saw it. And along with that article I showed you on Friday about China attacking our grid from the Journal, that they're watching our electric grid, this should really concern you. Quick break. I'll get back to that. I got a lot more ahead, including J.D. Van. What did I tell you? I told you, J.D. And I didn't really do a weekend update because I was down in Miami this weekend. I was partying a little too hard, to be honest with you. And I'm afraid to tell you because I think if I let you into that part of my soul, you'd be like, what the hell were you partying for this weekend? The answer is long and beyond the scope of this. But Paul and I had a good time and we definitely needed it. I'll leave that there. You get what I mean. Hey, you having trouble sleeping or staying asleep? I was this weekend. Listen, I've been there. It's not just about feeling tired the next day. It's about the toll poor sleep can take in every aspect of your life. But guess what? There's hope on the horizon. It comes in the form of Beams Dream Powder. Stuff's been a game changer for me. See, when we're sleeping well, we can be sharper, more focused, and ready to tackle whatever life throws our way. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beams Dream Powder. It's their science-backed hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. Better sleep has never tasted better. Other sleep aids cause the next day grogginess. Beams Dream Powder contains a powerful, all-natural blend of reishi, magnesium, L-theanine, apigenin, and melatonin to help you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up refreshed. You want to try it? Try Beams' best-selling powder. Beam is now offering Dream Powder to our listeners for an exclusive discount. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/Bongino and use code Bongino at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/Bongino. Use code Bongino for up to 45% off. And our thank you, Beam. And our last sponsor today, speaking of sleep, Helix Mattresses. I sleep on one, love it. Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders to our listeners. It's a great deal to motivate you to take action and improve your sleep. Paul and I just moved to a new house, as you know. One of the first things we did, we got Helix Mattresses for everybody. We work hard, we play hard, resulting in long days. It's important to get a good night's sleep. You want to feel rested and refreshed. It starts with a good mattress that's suited to your needs. Listen, anytime you can personalize a product, it's better. Helix can do that for you. In just a few minutes, the Helix team learns about your sleep patterns and recommends the right mattress for you, so you get the perfect match. From the position you sleep in to your body type or your unique needs, Helix will recommend the right mattress for you. Visit helixsleep.com/Dan and start your match today. As I said, they're offering 20% off all mattress orders to my listeners. That's H-E-L-I-X, helixsleep.com/Dan. Official mattress of the Dan Bongino Show, helixsleep.com/Dan. Thank you, Helix. All right, back to the show. Folks, I am really afraid that not just the Democrats, the liberals, the Brennans, the Comeys, the Clintons, the Harrises, the Bidens are going to cause massive, unprecedented chaos between November and January if Trump wins. Our foreign adversaries, I'm afraid, could attack our grid, and I'm afraid they're planning something domestically here. I've been warning you about the threat of drone technology forever. I wrote about it in a book I wrote 10 years ago. I'm not even going to tell you the title because I'm not trying to sell you a book. Or else I'd be pimping this thing up. I buy this book. I don't care. I'm just telling you I have been on this for a long time because of my last line of work. Look at this story in the Wall Street Journal. You tell me what's up. If you're wondering why there's silence, I just want you to read it. Well, you're probably like, we can't. We're listening on Apple or Spotify. Okay, I'll read it for you. Mystery drones swarmed the U.S. military base for 17 days. The Pentagon is stumped. Really? U.S. officials say they don't know who is behind the drones who have flown unhindered, over sensitive national security sites or how to stop them. All right. He says that kind of sounds like a problem. Spy balloons, drones. Do you have that article we played for Friday by any chance? The Wall Street Journal article about China and the grid. China's infiltrated our grid. They don't even know how deeply. China may have Trojan programs inside our electrical grid and other things they don't even know about. And the Pentagon is just stumped. They don't know what to do. Folks, this is bad, okay? This is not some crazy conspiracy theory. Oh, here we go. U.S. wiretap systems targeted a China-linked hack. Officials have been alarmed by the alleged efforts by Chinese intelligence officers to burrow into U.S. critical infrastructure networks, water facilities, power stations, airports. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. I hope I'm wrong, but I come from a line of work where I got paid to think about crazy shit. I did. When I was out there in the Bush detail and the Obama detail, and I'm a lead advance in Indonesia or Afghanistan, I would ask all kinds of questions, and people would go, are you freaking crazy? I'd say, what if a guy parachutes in? Well, what do you mean parachutes in? He'd have to, like, jump out of at a low altitude and stuff, and we have a NOTAM, a Notice to Airmen up. Well, what's to stop him from violating a NOTAM? Are we going to shoot him there? Well, we'd warn him. So the guy could get out in a parachute. Yeah. So what are we going to do? And people would look at me like I was nuts. But you know what? I got an answer. And I mitigated that. I got paid to think about crazy shit. Folks, what if the Chinese Communist Party is 90% of the way there on a plan to wipe out our grid, wipe out our military facilities via some kind of EMP or something like that? And November to January, we're all sitting here in, say, December, as they take advantage of liberals trying to burn down American cities. And one day we're all in the dark. Oh, Dan, you're crazy. I hope so. I hope so. This is one of those times I hope the liberal media writes about this and calls me a nut, lunatic, conspiracy theorist, because maybe some people will read this and they'll read the if you put the transcript and link to those articles and go, he doesn't sound so nuts. He sounds like he actually brought the receipts on that. Folks, we are totally unprepared for what's coming. We are completely unprepared. I have to be careful what I say here because there are obviously codes I will not violate. I was going to tell you that I know a lot of stuff about a lot of stuff, and I don't want to sound like a pompous ass or I don't know everything about everything. You don't get a briefing on the on the nuclear sites when you're a Secret Service agent. You get briefings on specific things. It's a need-to-know basis. Well, there are some programs that are need to know, and some people are in them and some people aren't. I'm telling you right now, folks, we are not prepared. If you think this chaos after the election, that the government is coming to save you, you are crazy. The assassination attempts with this new DEI Secret Service and the Pentagon that can't even figure out why drones are spying on us military facilities, that should be an eye-opener for all of you that the government, the United States government, is the emperor with no clothes on. We all think it's a Jason Bourne movie. I am telling you it's not. Here is Mayorkas, the most disgusting public official to ever sit in a cabinet position ever. A man who has caused a national security nightmare for the United States and should most definitely be investigated for his role in murderers, sex offenders, and terrorists in the United States under his watch. While he was in charge, all these criminals entered. Here he is defending the vetting of the United States of the Afghani in the country who's alleged to be a terrorist. Here he is defending it, suggesting, oh, vetting people is just a point in time. No shit, Sherlock. Of course it's a point in time. If you could tell the future, you'd be like Karnak from the Johnny Carson show. It's a point in time that you guys failed at the point in time. Listen to this.
Was he radicalized before he came to the United States?
So, Margaret, it is an ongoing prosecution, so I won't speak of the facts, but the viewing public is getting an idea of the breadth and diversity of the missions that we in the Department of Homeland Security tackle.
But it gets to the issue of vetting versus whether he was radicalized here.
Remember, the individual came in through parole, an Afghan national, and when we vet, and we do so intensively, when we vet an individual, it's a point-in-time screening and vetting process.
You notice how this bag, this absolute canoe of a human being, he only talks in ridiculous talking points that if you just take a moment to think about what he said and all the silly euphemisms, you'll laugh. That vetting people is a point in time. Yes, asshole, it's called the present. You can't escape the present. The past already happened and the future hasn't happened yet. Time washes over you. You are at a point in time always called the present. You are always vetting people at a point in time. What did he just say that wasn't tautological? What did he just say that a child wouldn't understand? You're always vetting at a point in time, and you failed. Folks, we are not prepared. I'm telling you, we are not prepared. You think I'm crazy? Again, always with the receipts. Why do you think this is happening? Look at this post-millennial article. You think this is all a mistake? You think I'm nuts? So Donald Trump, who has people at the highest level feeding him information all day, probably by a factor of 1,000 what I get. Trump campaign's now asking for use of military aircraft, vehicles, and increased Secret Service protection amid Iran threat and assassination attempts. Folks, for those people out there, again, who are playing this down, I'm telling you, you're wrong. I don't really care what you say. I care about people who care about Trump's life who are embedded in this thing are telling me. These threats are real. It's not just Iran. There's a cornucopia of threats out there against Trump's life. There are very more examples you're going to need. We're waiting for this guy to get shot in the head. These threats are real. They are very real. There are swamp people and foreign governments who both want this guy to go away. There is a reason his team is asking for increased security. Now, I told you about this before. The reason the president, Joe Biden, is always going to have a better security package than any other official is because of military support. I don't want to get into too many details. However, there are two entities. It's all public. This is WAMO, White House Military Office, and WACA, the White House Communications Agency. They have budgets 10, 15 times out of the Secret Service, the military. There are things they can do the Secret Service can't, folks. They just can't. And I think it's time to take the gloves off. I'm telling you right now, if Donald Trump gets elected, I'm going to ask his team that they consult me on some issues with the Secret Service. One of the first things I'm going to do is ask for a more integrated military program. And a simple thing, we're going to increase all the technology, and we got to get these freaking guys out of suits. I'm sorry. These guys sitting around in suits having to deal with the tactical nightmare we're in is an absolute bullshit costume jewelry thing. These guys should be in tactical gear, BDUs, maybe throw a sport jacket on, and that's it. I don't want to get into them too much today, but this is a joke what's happening now. For those of you, by the way, asking about the Trump interview, we are trying to reschedule. I don't know if it's going to happen, folks. I reached out to the team today. I don't know if they're overwhelmed or what. They've been doing some other shows, too. I'm trying to reschedule it. I'm not going to fake it with you. If we can do it, we can do it. If we can't, we can't. I told them we go out on the road, so we're trying our best. It wasn't my fault. It was a hurricane. I'm not going to ask the Trump team to stay in Florida during a dangerous hurricane so you can do an interview with me. That's just stupid, and they'd be insane to do it. But we're trying our best. I'll keep you updated. I know a lot of you have been asking. We are not prepared, folks. We are not prepared. Here's just a quick hat tip to Great Mays Moore. This guy's supposed to be in charge. This is just 10 seconds. Here's Mayorkas. Again, the biggest canoe we have in the cabinet now. A guy who single-handedly has destroyed the national security posture of the United States. Here he is right now telling you the border's closed and telling you the border's not closed. Check this out.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
The false information that is being spread deliberately does have a real life impact.
Folks, there's no bigger spreader of manure misinformation than Alejandro Mayorkas, the most disgusting figure to ever sit in a cabinet seat. I would make the case to you strongly. There has not been a more destructive cabinet official to do more to destroy your daily public safety situation than this absolute lunatic. And it's getting so bad that when we expose these people for what they did, what happens? Biden is now turning around. I'm going to play it. Folks, listen to yourself. You don't have to take my word for it. Is Biden now threatening American citizens who call out the government? Is he now threatening them with consequences for, quote, misinformation, meaning ideas he doesn't like? You listen to this, about 20 seconds of this, and you tell me. It certainly sounds like it to me. Check this out.
And I just get scared to death. Scared to death. And anyway, so I think it's, I think those who have been spreading these lies to try to undermine the opposition are going to pay a price for it.
Do you think Donald Trump is singularly to blame for all of this?
No, he's not singularly. He's just the biggest mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief executive of the United States. The attorney general works for this guy. He's telling you that the, quote, misinformation, meaning information he doesn't like, exposing Mayorkas and his team's, I would argue, almost corruptly inept response to these hurricanes, that people are going to suffer consequences from it. He's not talking about the people in his administration. Folks, please listen to me. I know I put that clip out there and it went viral on TikTok and elsewhere. I think we're at DeBongino X on TikTok. Yes, we have an account over there because that's where the kids are. And we put clips up over there. You can go check it out. But this thing went nuclear all over TikTok. It was my warning. Some people asked me, hey, write the list down. I'm going to tell you again. Please get ready if we win on election night. If we win, yes, if we win. I'm telling you, November to January could be some of the worst chaos you've ever seen, and a lot of us aren't ready. Get yourself one of those EMP protectors for your cell phone. It's little bags. You can get them on Amazon, anywhere. You buy your stuff, probably Walmart, whatever. I don't really care where you get it. Have yourself at least a month's supply of emergency food, water filtration. Have bottled water. Get it now, folks, because I'm telling you right now, when the chaos breaks out, you're going to be thanking me for this. Make sure you have some basic two-way radios to communicate. You can get them cheap. Have yourself stocked up with your firearms. Have your ammunition. Have a lot of it ready to go. Folks, if you don't need it all, great. You keep it as security supplies. But if you do, make sure you have a generator for your house. If you can't, go get a portable generator. Get yourself one of those solar panels if you can get it. Get yourself one of those batteries that they have, those are inverter type batteries, but you can just plug stuff in. Have it ready, because you, if we win, there is going to be a lot of chaos with these people. If we lose, I'm not sure we ever get our country back. Here's some more good news for us, though. Folks, the Kamala collapse is real. The media right now is trying to get out ahead of the story because no one wants to back a loser. And the campaign is falling apart. I told you guys J.D. Vance was the best possible pick. A lot of you agreed with me. Some of you did not. That's okay. You're entitled to your own opinion. I'm obviously not mad at you. I respect your opinion. It keeps me frosty. I think everybody's realizing right now, though, that J.D. is the guy. J.D. was out there simply burying the mainstream media again this weekend, while, as Time magazine points out, Kamala Harris is hiding. She doesn't want to be seen. Tampon Tim is a disaster. Here he was. I know the Martha Raddatz clip. I'm going to get to that. Everybody's talking about that. But there was another one you may have missed. Here he is, this smart-ass New York Times reporter. Ask him the question they will not let go, even though the Democrats are threatening not to certify in advance of the deal. It hasn't even happened yet. Do you think Donald Trump won the 2020 election? The New York Times reporter gets absolutely wrecked and appears totally unconcerned with JD's answer, which is correct, that they did steal the election. And the polling numbers indicated. I'll show you that in a second. Listen to this first. The longer one, yeah.
In the debate, you were asked to clarify if you believe Trump lost the 2020 election. Do you believe he lost the 2020 election?
I think that Donald Trump and I have both raised a number of issues with the 2020 election, but we're focused on the future. I think there's an obsession here with focusing on 2020. I'm much more worried about what happened after 2020, which is a wide open border, groceries that are unaffordable. And look,
Senator, yes or no?
Okay.
Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Well, let me ask you a question. Is it okay that big technology companies censored the Hunter Biden laptop story, which independent analysis have said cost Donald Trump millions of votes?
Senator Vance, I'm going to ask you again. Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
Did big technology companies censor a story that independent studies have suggested would have cost Trump millions of votes?
Senator Vance,
the question.
I'm going to ask you again. Did Donald Trump lose the 2020 election?
And I've answered
election?
Your question with another question. You answer my question and I'll answer yours.
I have asked this question repeatedly. It is something that is very important for the American people to know. There is no proof, legal or otherwise, that Donald Trump did not lose the 2020 election.
You're repeating a slogan rather than engaging with what I'm saying, which is that when our own technology firms engage in industrial scale censorship, by the way, backed up by the federal government in a way that independent studies suggest affect the votes, I'm worried about Americans who feel like there were problems in 2020. I'm not worried about this slogan.
Notice how when J.D. Vance answers the question, folks, JD cannot prove a counterfactual. I can't say this enough. The 2020 election is over. It is impossible to prove what would have happened if it didn't happen. The media ignored the cheating. They ignored the evidence of thievery, sat Joe Biden's ass in the Oval Office, and then said, prove Trump. How can I prove he won? You guys stole it. I don't know what would have happened if you didn't steal it because you stole it. All I can do is do what JD does, which is show you that the election would have been different if you would not have cheated and suppressed all of the negative information about Biden. Receipts incoming again. The Federalist poll. 1 in 6 Joe Biden voters would have changed their vote if they'd known about scandals suppressed by the media. Notice how the lady says there's no proof, and then you present evidence, and she acts like nothing happened. However much you revile the mainstream media, it is not enough. And hat tip for JD for dismantling these idiots. Here's the same reporter on an absurd, ridiculous. Notice here, though. She's asking JD, I don't want to get, if this is too wonky, I'm not trying to sell anybody short here, but stop me in the chat. Notice how with JD, she's asking JD to prove something that can't be proven because it didn't happen. Joe Biden was sworn in. They cheated. I don't know what happened if they wouldn't have cheated because they cheated. You can't ask me what would have happened if we would have cut taxes. If we didn't cut taxes, I don't know. All I can say is here's my opinion about what would have happened. Notice how this one, now she's all against counterfactuals, right? Or she wants JD to ask one. Notice here how she presents a counterfactual as fact and takes the opposite approach. Oh, you know what? Americans don't want to do these jobs that illegals are doing now. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a counterfactual. She has no idea because illegals are doing those jobs now, and we don't know what would have happened if those jobs were open for Americans because they're not open. You notice how she flips the script? These people are morons, and JD knows it, and he owns them every time. Watch this.
The reason that there is a housing crisis is that not enough houses have been built.
And that we have 25 million people who shouldn't be here.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. I think it's both. I know you do. I don't think that many people who look into this agree with you. But about a third of the construction workforce in this country is Hispanic. Of those, a large proportion are undocumented. So how do you propose to build all the housing necessary that we need in this country by removing all the people who are working in construction?
I think it's a fair question because we know that back in the 1960s when we had very low levels of illegal immigration, Americans didn't buy houses, didn't build houses. But of course they did. And I'm being sarcastic, of course, in service of a point, Lulu, the assumption that because a large number of home builders now are using undocumented labor, that that's the only way to build homes.
Notice again, the lady flips the script completely. She's asking JD in question one, answer a counterfactual I can't answer. And then she does a counterfactual and pretends it's fact. But when JD presents one, it's no good. Well, you know, we wouldn't be able to build any houses without illegals. So, of course, JD messes with her, which I love. Because, yeah, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, we never built any houses when illegal immigration. Oh, shit, that's right, we did. Notice how she just completely glosses over the evidence that JD's right and she's a lunatic. Folks, this guy is seriously 20 to 30 IQ points smarter than these dipshits in the media. And they go in there and get wrecked like a freaking buzzsaw every single time because, as I told you, they were idiots. Listen to me. I got another clip. I'm not going to leave without playing Martha Raddatz because this is Martha Raddatz is a generational moron. This is a woman like Kristen Welker who just has owned herself on the air so many times. It's just humiliating. However, I don't want you to forget this. When I was a young agent on Bush's detail, they stick you with the press in the beginning because it's where you can do the least amount of damage. Basically it's a disappear thing. Go there and don't get anybody hurt, moron, right? When you're with these people, I was a young kid, folks. I was, I don't know, 28, 29 when I was on the detail. I was barely 30. I was 31. These people are morons. Precision matters, unlike with the media. Morons. You would listen to their conversations. And, you know, I'm new. I'm 31, but I'm a new guy on the detail. I've never been around this glitz and glamour in his politics. You see these people on the news and you're like, oh my gosh, like Kristen Welker and all them. These people must be so smart. They're speaking to a national audience. Folks, they are idiots. I tell you that. And I know I sound biased and partisan and angry. I'm telling you it as a fact. These people are really stupid. They say things. Me and other agents would look, because sometimes you'd run into another guy, like a site agent there as you're sweeping the press, and you'd listen to their conversations, and we'd be like, are they really this stupid? And the stuff they used to do on the press plane, oh my gosh, scandalous. Ladies and gentlemen, there were a lot of blankets on the press plane covering up a lot of stuff. If you know what I mean. Disgusting. Debauchery. They don't do it now because of cell phone cameras. These people are gross. They are so stupid, you have no idea. This, so far, IMHO, kids, my humble opinion, you tell me in the chat. This is easily the best political media news hit appearance, code word for appearance, in the news cycle. Here is Martha Raddatz summing up why every sane person in America now hates the media. This is a woman who lives in probably a multi-million dollar community who is, you know, lives in this bubble, who says to J.D. Vance about the immigration crisis, that doesn't sound like a big, sounds like only a handful of little communities have been taken over by illegal. Have you seen this? This has got to be the highlight of the election cycle so far. Check this out.
The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes, and the mayor said our dedicated police officers have acted on those concerns. A handful of problems.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself? Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border. Americans are so fed up with what's going on, and they have every right to be. And I really find this exchange, Martha, sort of interesting because you seem to be more focused with nitpicking everything that Donald Trump has said rather than acknowledging that apartment complexes in the United States of America are being taken over by violent gangs.
Folks, this is precisely why blue, formerly purple, formerly red states like Colorado are in play. I'm not suggesting to you Donald Trump's going to win Colorado or Virginia. It'd be a big stretch. I am suggesting to you, however, that it is definitely possible. How does it feel to be in Aurora right now, to live in an apartment complex, taken over, video evidence of high-powered weaponry by Venezuelan murderous gangs, and having some loser scrub, multi-million dollar bubble existing living reporter from D.C. play down the problem, suggesting it's only a handful of apartment complexes? How do you think that feels? This is the political media hit of the cycle. And I'm telling you, JD is the guy. He does this better than anyone. There is no one out there doing it better than him because he's smarter than these idiots. I will keep you updated, folks. I will definitely keep you updated about the Trump interview. I'm hoping they get back to us today. We've got a number of emails out. But big news, election night. We will be live. What time, Gee? 7:30 p.m. Eastern, we're going live? That's the plan. We'll open up the link early so everybody can chat and we'll update you. Plan for 7:30 p.m. election night. We'll be on. We've got, folks, the guest list is just sick. It's sick. It's insane. I'm afraid to even tell you because you'll be so excited. You might, someone may have a heart attack. Get your nitro pills. We got Mike Benz. We got Julie Kelly. We're doing a crossover with Crowder. We're working on a few others too where we're, I got more coming. We got the best guests. Avita's going to be there with me. We got the whole crew. We're doing it at a remote location. It is going to be an absolute banger of a show. Plan for election night to be here. Here's how to get ready. Download the Rumble app today. It is free. You want an ad-free experience? You can go to Rumble Premium. Just link up there. Or rumble.com/Bongino. But that's all free. Give us a follow. Give us a follow on Apple and Spotify as well. We really appreciate it. I will see you in the radio show here on Rumble in just a few minutes. And back here tomorrow at 11 a.m. See you then.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.